Something good to report on.
I love that.
Every time we have a damn bill, it's.
House Committee on Revenue for April 27, 2017 will come to order. Colleagues, it's 1 o'clock. We have business to do, and we hopefully will get it all done now.
That's not true.
First, I want to announce that the public hearing on House Bill 3146 will be.
The sun rises on Ontario.
Excuse me just a moment, Representative Nels, thank you. The first thing I want to announce is the public hearing on House Bill 3146 will not be held today. We will reschedule that when the chief proponent of it is ready. So we'll open the work session on House Bill 2088. And to take some additional testimony on a potential amendment, and then but I don't plan to work it today. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Sean Jillians representing the Oregon Association of Realtors. Kumbaya, Mr. Chair, kumbaya.
Yeah.
I think we had a good meeting after the hearing on this bill, and I apologize to the chief proponents that we weren't more prepared when it was originally heard. I don't think we understood. Representative Johnson, quit with that, please. You're hurting my reputation, Representative.
It goes on Facebook.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure it is. So we came a little late to the game with some concerns about the bill. We appreciated working with the proponents, understanding a little better what the bill would actually do and the amendments that were drafted. I think conceptually we came to agreement this morning about a couple of additional amendments that we would like to see just around the public process at the local level to enact these changes. And Mr. Johnson can talk through sort of what those are from the proponent's perspective, but happy to answer any questions and happy we could work this one out.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Chair Barnhart, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Nels Johnson here on behalf of the City of Gresham. So we were able to come to a conceptual agreement with the Realtors this morning. The two main issues or two main fixes that we're going to get in a new set of amendments revolve around the public process. One is ensuring that there is a public hearing that the council here or holds before they take any sort of a vote. So that allows folks to weigh into the process and to make sure that it's properly vetted and everybody gets an opportunity to have their say. And the second thing is that it must be passed by a 3/5 majority of the council. So we want to ensure that we understand that this is, when dealing with issues like this, that we want to make sure that proper weight and deference is given to the subject and that it's vetted appropriately and that there's appropriate support. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Gil Riddell, Association of Oregon Counties. We have two willing potential participants, and it makes perfect sense. It's already framed in the Dash 4 amendments. You've got Multnomah County, you have the City of Gresham. They're motivated to come to agreement to have this happen and test it out. The county needs to have the actual costs covered, and there may not be any. As I understand, the timing of this, the contract with the software provider might take care of it, but there may be costs, and the parties will work it out together. Agree on the costs, and the date has to be extended to January 1, 2019 because of the need for the assessment taxation staff to test, to have it installed, to test it, to make sure it's up and running, and to make sure that it's part of the software package. So if there's changes, it'll be charged as maintenance rather than a brand new software piece. And that'll keep the costs down for both parties.
Thank you. Now you're talking about
Dash 4.
You're talking for Multnomah County today, if I understand it.
I suppose I am. Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So you're if I understand it correctly, you're suggesting an amendment that would do three things: public hearing, 3/5 vote, and the 1/1/19 effective date. Or a date at which the first application of the rolls would occur,
and that actual costs be paid by the city. It's applying for the new CPR zone,
okay.
So to speak, the area.
All right.
As agreed by both parties.
All right. Now this only applies to Multnomah County.
Dash 4s only apply to Multnomah County.
Right, and that was your intent, that you only consider yes. Multnomah County?
Yes, as a pilot.
Representative Bueller?
It's okay, I asked.
All right.
In deep thought.
Well, I mean, you're the one that raised the issue about the Dash 3s, yes. And so I thought I'd give you a chance to talk about it if you wanted to. You're okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions? I think I've got the gist of it. Who's preparing the amendment?
Chair Barnhart, members of the committee, we are the city of Gresham, so we are working on that, and we'll circulate that. We've been working with Representative Nelson's office. And
okay, that's great. So you'll be working with
and then we'll circulate that to our partners up here.
Thank you. Anything else? No? All right, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2088, and we'll open a work session on House Bill 2964. Tell us about 2964, if you would.
Okay, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2964, just as a reminder, it's a modification to an existing permissive property tax exemption. So there's, under current law and on the books today, there's a property tax exemption or permissive language that allows a city to adopt a property tax exemption that's available for newly constructed property. It's the land remains taxable, but it'd be the improvements to the land, so the new structure. And this is for single-family dwelling units, and the statute requires that these units have a value less than or equal to 120% of the median sales price of similar dwelling units within the city. Now, of course, there's language within the statute that allows the city to put on other sideboards and such, and the committee heard testimony from the city of Portland, which is the I believe the only city, can't confirm that it's the only city, but I believe it's the only city that's using this program right now. What the changes in House Bill 2964 would do is it adds new provisions, so instead of just being the newly constructed property, it could also be newly purchased or rehabilitated property. It would still have that same limit of 120% and has the same language in there that allows the city to go above and beyond to structure the program in different ways that they see fit. It is described, one of the things of note that's describing the revenue impact, we have the paperwork, the fiscal and no fiscal impact. The revenue impact, of course, there's no direct impact because it is a permissive option. It's going to depend upon how many cities adopt this and what sideboards and how they structure their own program will affect the revenue impact. But one thing that is perhaps worth noting is with the existing law, there is a sunset in place for the newly constructed property. It has to be put in place before January 1st, 2025. The changes in the language for 2964, the newly purchased or the rehabilitated, wouldn't fall under that sunset.
Would not.
So that's just something worth noting, that there's not a sunset on the two new pieces that are being added in 2964.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the policy purpose statement is just using the language that's in statute, that there's some legislative declarations about the need for these programs and such.
All right. So, no sunset. What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to move it today.
Go.
I believe there's general support on the committee, although I cannot commit to that.
Representative Smith Warner, you have a motion.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I need to be reminded of what the bill number is. Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2964 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Smith Warner moves House Bill 2964 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Any objection to the motion? Two members excused. With that, the motion carries. I assume you'd like to carry, Representative Smith Warner.
I would indeed.
All right, Representative Smith Warner will carry. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2964. And colleagues, we'll get you out in plenty of time to get to the floor at 2 o'clock. And with that, the committee's adjourned.
Oh, all righty.